Once upon a time, there lived a young, handsome king and his beautiful queen. They loved each other very much, but they had no children. They were very sorry about this because they so much wanted a child of their very own.
Oh, darling king, come to bed. I am ready.
What? Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, it's almost half time. I'll be there in a minute. Hey, why don't you go ahead and start without me?
Oh, tear-stained cheeks.
And then one day, something dreadful happened.
Hey, what happened to the television set?
It's in the shop, dear.
In the shop?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what am I going to do? I've got nothing to do tonight.
Well, you could come to bed.
Well, what for? I'm not tired.
I have something to show you, dear. Look.
Oh, that. Well, I might as well. There's nothing else to do.
Oh.
Well, move over.
Oh, yes, dear.
Let's see now. Oh, yeah, I remember.
Yes, that's right. Oh, dear. Oh, dear, King. Oh, dear, King. Oh, my God, dear. King, is that all? Oh, very well.
And 9 months from that fateful day, they were blessed with a beautiful little baby girl of their very own. They dearly loved their little girl, but they were in a quandary over what to name her. The king immediately thought of several names, all of which the queen immediately rejected. Then, as they were debating over a name, the most curious thing happened. The window to the garden blew open, and a beautiful butterfly flew in the room.
Oh, dear king, look, a beautiful butterfly.
Oh, don't worry, I'll get it.
And from that day forward, she was known throughout the kingdom as Princess Squash. Later on, the queen decided to throw a feast honoring the birth of their beautiful princess. She invited all their friends and neighbors and relatives, and also the fairies of the kingdom, to bestow their blessings on Princess Squash. It was the custom for fairies to eat only from golden dishes. There were 13 fairies in the kingdom, but only 12 golden dishes. One fairy, Hexabah, was not invited.
Well, I hope they don't invite Hexabah, really.
Dougie, over here.
Ralph, hi.
Oh, hi, Dougie.
Oh, I love your hair.
Oh, thank you. I just had it done.
Oh, it's fabulous.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I love your jacket. Is that brocade?
Yes, isn't it fabulous? I love it.
Oh, I love it, too.
Oh, I love your belt.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I love your slacks.
Oh, thank you.
They're so full.
Yeah. Oh, I love your shoes.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I love your socks.
Oh, aren't they fabulous? Oh, I love your bracelet.
Oh, thank you. Oh, look at my Coke spoon.
Oh, hey, want some blow?
Oh, Dougie, you're such a flirt.
But what's happening now, anyways?
Oh, we're giving Princess Squash our blessing.
Son of my patris, et fili, et spiritui sangatu for Princess Squash.
And so it went on until 11 fairies had spoken. Just before the 12th fairy could stand up, a freezing wind whooshed through the room. The great hall echoed with the cackle of evil laughter. Every person trembled as they looked up and saw Hexabah, the uninvited 13th fairy. She pointed a long, bony finger at Princess Squash.
To you, my child, be a curse. On your 15th birthday, you will be wounded by the prick of the spinning wheel and fall down dead. This is my revenge for not inviting me to your party.
The people below cried out for her to stop. The king jumped to his feet.
Hey, you ugly old wart. Is that your head or did someone crap on your shoulders? Come on down here and have a drink, for Christ's sake.
No, I don't want a drink. You're too late. I have uttered my curse. Nothing can change it.
Wrong, wrong.
A tall, beautiful fairy at the head of the table jumped to his feet.
I am the 12th fairy, and I have not yet given my blessing. So, even though I cannot change your prick curse, I can soften it. Princess Squash will not die. She will merely sleep until she is awakened by the kiss of her true love. Na-na-na-na-na.
The party was thrown into an uproar. The king commanded every spinning wheel in the kingdom to be burned at once.
Open the door! We have come for your spinning wheel!
Oh, no! Oh, quick, my child, take the wheel and hide it in the attic. Run, run!
Open the door!
I am coming. I am an old man and I cannot move very well. Yes?
Old man?
Yes, sir.
Where is your spinning wheel?
My what?
Your wheel! Where is your wheel?
I am sorry, I do not eat meat. I am a vegetarian.
Old man! Now you will show me where your spinning wheel is.
I have nothing. I live alone. I am very poor. I don't have...
Where does the stairs lead?
Oh, no. Don't go on there, no.
Hans, get out of the way, old man. Hans, up the stairs.
No, don't touch my wheel. That is all I have.
Oh, the wheel.
You don't have a wheel, old man.
Take the little girl, but leave the wheel, please.
Take him.
No.
Hans, destroy the wheel.
Your ball, mein Herr.
Many long years went by, and Princess Squash grew into the most incredible beauty. She wore tight-fitting patched blue jeans, flimsy see-through blouses, and high platform shoes which made her wobble when she walked. She wore too much makeup, talked incessantly, and refused to clean up her room. And worst of all, much to her parents' chagrin, she loved to boogie.
Hey, Queen! Hey, Queen! Will you turn that thing off? You can't hear yourself think around here. Hey! Hey, Queen!
Yes, my dear King?
Where's my royal coat?
I believe Princess Squash has it, my dear.
What? Why, that spoiled brat. Now, where the hell is she anyway?
I believe she's out with her friends.
Hey, come on, Liver Lips, give me some, man. Jesus.
Hey, well, give me some wine.
Here, don't drink it all, man. That's all we got. Hey, so where are we going to go now, man?
I don't know. Let's keep partying, man. I'm ready to boogie.
Yeah, well, where are we going? We hit every disco in town, man.
I don't know. Let's ask Squash. Hey, Squash, where do you want to go?
She's crashed again, man.
Hey, Squash.
Hey, well, wake her up, man.
Hey, come on, baby. Come on. Hey.
What's the matter?
Man, she don't look so good, man.
Here, let me wake her up.
Hey, Squash, come on, baby.
Yeah, I just got the feel, man.
Wow. Hey, come on, man. She's been acting really strange ever since we left the spinning wheel, man.
What do you mean, Skip?
Well, I saw her dancing with this dude, you know. And then I saw him give her something. She went into the ladies' room. And when she came out, she was messed up, man.
Yeah, I seen her, man. She's falling all over the place. I thought she was just drunk.
Oh, wow, man. She's messed up, man. She's look at how she's breathing.
Hey, driver, stop the coach, man.
Oh, wow, man. That dude gave her something, man.
Oh, that dude.
Hey, wait, well, don't worry about that, man. Come on, let's wake her up.
Come on, get her on her feet, man.
Hey, Squash.
Hey, get some hot coffee. Come on, let's walk her around.
Come on, Squash, get up, baby. Come on.
And so the prophecy was fulfilled. Princess Squash was wounded by the prick from the spinning wheel. Her friends rushed Princess Squash to the castle, where they sat her on the doorstep. They rang the great castle doorbell and fled into the night.
Hey, come on, Skip. Let's get out of here.
King, dear, the doorbell.
I'll get it.
Who is it, dear?
It's your daughter. Come here, I want you to see this.
Just then, the evil fairy Hexibar appeared.
I told you I would give your daughter the curse.
Who is it, my king?
Ah, it's that old bag of dirt, Hexibar. She says Squash has the curse.
Well, she is 15.
Hexibar then proceeded to list her grievances and complaints to the king, causing extreme boredom and also causing the entire castle and all its inhabitants to fall into a deep, deep sleep. Years went by, and the castle fell into a state of neglect. It was a health food restaurant for a while, a flea market, and then a free school. But the neighborhood was in a high-crime, high-risk area, and the insurance rates were high as well. And so the castle was finally overgrown with growth. It remained that way for many, many years. And then one day, a handsome prince came riding up to the deserted castle on his beautiful white charger.
Whoa, girl, whoa now. Whoa, easy, girl. Settle down now, settle down. Good girl. Hey, what's this? Looks like an old health food restaurant or a free school. Stay here, girl. I'm going to have a look around. Easy, girl, easy. I'll be right back.
As the prince wandered through the castle, he came upon a beautiful oak door with silver and gold hinges that squeaked ever so softly when he opened it. Aha, said the prince as he saw Princess Squash lying on a mink-lined waterbed, the sheets tossed carelessly across her milk-white thighs. Her hair, which had become quite long, fell in ringlets about the castle. The prince, seeing the princess lying half-naked on the fur-lined waterbed, felt his emotions rising. Rising, bigger and bigger, thicker and thicker, until he could no longer contain himself.
Oh, she's so beautiful, so smooth and taut. Heart.
With those words, the handsome prince knelt down and kissed the princess on the lips. She awoke.
Yuck!
The king and queen awoke.
My lord, it's time to get up.
What are you talking about? It's already up. Look.
Oh, what a nice surprise. Oh, thank you, my lord. Oh, num nums.
The whole castle awoke. and everyone rejoiced and boogied and partied and boogied, all except for the handsome young prince and the beautiful princess, who, after traveling in a van across Europe, decided to move to California, where they joined a religious order and lived happily ever after.